From Tidbits on March 31st, 2008, this is the audio version of Aperture 2.1 adds plug-in capability to edit photos, written by Jeff Carlson. Apple made a significant push into Adobe's turf last week with the release of Aperture 2.1, a free upgrade for owners of version 2.0 of the company's photo management program. In addition to bug fixes, Aperture 2.1 introduces a plug-in architecture developers can use to create utilities that can edit images. One plugin is included with the update, Dodge and Burn, which enables you to lighten or darken images areas of an image selectively rather than apply the adjustment to the entire image. That level of editing control is one reason photographers use Adobe Photoshop to fine-tune their images. Making it possible to apply selective adjustments might convince some people to wean themselves from the Adobe juggernaut. More likely, however, this change will be more effective in preventing those not currently invested in Photoshop to stay within Aperture for their touch-up needs. Plugins appear under the Edit With submenu of the Images menu. Accessing a plugin loads a selected image in a new window where you can choose brush sizes and effect styles. In addition to dodging and burning, the included plugin can saturate, desaturate, sharpen, blur, apply contrast, or fade areas of the image. Pressing 0 reveals the edit as an overlay. Maybe that's pressing O as reveals the edit as an overlay, which is helpful for seeing where the effect is applied. Saving the changes creates a new version of that image. To tempt Aperture owners, Apple mentioned in its press release a number of developers working on Aperture plugins. Companies' products are used by photographers such as Noise Ninja, Viveza, PowerStroke, DFX, DPMAT, and plugins from Image Trends. Charles Moore wrote about Noise Ninja in Editing Photographs for the Perfectionist back in 2007. Aperture 2.1 is available via software update or as a 48.1 megabyte download. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and I think this is actually a more significant update than many people are realizing, because this is the first time that Apple has really gone after Photoshop in any kind of a significant way.